Good morning and welcome to WHO Animal Health Update. Today's guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Dr. Lisa will be talking to us about some lessons learned from a program from SHIC.
When faced with an animal health crisis, everyone's focus initially is to stop further spread and then to reduce the production impact. When investigating the outbreak, it can be difficult to remember all the questions that should be asked to support the identification of the who, what, where, why, when, and how the disease entered into the farm. Add in multiple affected farms, it can prove to be a challenging task. To support an effective disease investigation, it's critical to have a resource that provides consistency and clarity during the process. The Standardized Outbreak Investigation Program is a web-based program led by Dr. Daryl Holkamp with Iowa State University. It was developed in 2021 and has evolved over time to create a user-friendly resource for producers and their veterinarians to use in the event of a disease outbreak. The SOIP provides a standardized format that can be applied to any farm at any time and allows for comparison between farms to identify common areas of risk. The intent is to drive focus on areas of risk that shore up farm biosecurity and prevent future disease introduction. The program can be used as a printed paper document or as the web-based tool, and access to the program, including how-to training resources, can be found at swinehealth.org. While the program can be applied at the individual farm level, the results of the investigation can also benefit the industry as a whole. Having a standardized format facilitates the combining of results in an anonymous format that can be shared with industry stakeholders. These results highlight key areas of risk and other insights that producers can use for their daily basic biosecurity protocols. As of October of 2025, 87 total investigations have been completed on sow farms across the U.S. from 24 different companies. PRRS and PED were the two primary pathogens that were the focus of the investigations, with 65 for PRRS and 19 for PED. Within the section of the tool, risks are measured as high, medium, and low. What lessons have we learned? Entry into a farm carries a high disease risk, and this is because of frequency events, for example, people, feed, semen, or supplies. Areas that had high hazard ratings with a high frequency include cull sow and wiener pig movements, mortality removal, employee entry, and inside barn repairs, to name a few. What are other insights that we've learned? Lack of knowledge about the production process can lead to a high hazard, such as when producers or other contractors come into a farm and don't understand the protocols and don't implement them to preserve biosecurity. Poor execution. A lot of times people may know what to do, but not know how to do that, such as what's the proper dilution rate for a disinfectant applied through a power washer. Another area is not having a developed plan for the unexpected. So how do you deal with a challenge occurring during bad weather, holidays, personnel absence, or other areas? And lastly, lack of monitoring. It is very important to be able to audit and monitor that biosecurity principles and practices are done consistently on a day-to-day basis, such as having an audit to make sure your trucks are clean. While some of these learnings seem intuitive, having the ability to collect information through a standardized mechanism for a disease outbreak allows for a consistent investigation during a stressful time. For more information, you can go to the SHIC website and click on the Outbreak Investigation Tool for both the web access, the contact access for Dr. Holkamp, as well as additional resources such as the YouTube videos.